St. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, and I'll just be reading verses 1 and 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Dear friends in Christ, wise men came from afar, guided by a star. There's just something so special and so even magical about their story, their journey of faith, this journey on the road less traveled, leaving everything behind, being guided by a star. They really didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to leave home. They didn't have to give up the sweet comforts that their own homes provided them. But they did. They left all behind. Obviously, they believed in something. They believed in someone, and just meeting that someone was greater, better than everything that they had at home. Coming from afar, they were guided by a star. But it really isn't the star of Bethlehem that is the star of the story. It isn't really the wise men or their fancy gifts. It isn't even their great faith. It's the one whom they seek and find, who means everything. It's the Son of God, the Savior of the world, who is born for us all. Even though he seems at that time to be a helpless little child who still at that time can't hardly do anything without mom and dad, can't even feed himself yet, and still he is the Savior of the world, born without sin to give us his perfect spotless birth, to give us that new life in the forgiveness of our sin. That's why it isn't just their story. It isn't just the story of the wise men, it's your story. It is your journey of faith, dear children of God, dear baptized in Christ. Scripture says you are all the children of God by faith in this Savior, Jesus Christ. Because wise men still seek Christ today. We still search for the Savior, and we still find him as he still reveals himself to us exactly where he says he is to be found. That is, in his word, in the comfort of the scriptures that tell us he was born for us, he lived for us, he died for us, and rose again to be everything we need to be saved. So it's about baptism too. It's about the Lord's Supper. Well, Pastor, that's just so boring. I've heard that 100,000 million times. It just seems like there's got to be something more. There's got to be something more exciting than this. I've heard it 1,000 times. The bread, the wine, the water, and baptism. But if we're truly looking for a magical story, God has given us one. Coming from afar, These wise men were guided by a star. They didn't know where the journey might take them. They didn't know all the details, what it would be like in this foreign land. They didn't know how exactly they'd be treated. For all they knew, they might get mugged or robbed and left for dead. All they knew for certainty is that the Savior of the world was born. And they wanted to go see Him and worship Him. He didn't look like God. They didn't care. They put that all aside. They put their human reason aside. And they believed this was the Savior of the world. That's why they left everything behind. They believed that whatever happened to them during their journey, God was going to take care of them. All they really had to do was go, and God would take care of the rest. Isn't that the story of your life? Isn't that the story of your faith? All we have to do is show up. Christ says, all things are now ready. Just come and receive and believe, and you will find rest and salvation to your soul. All we have to do is come, and God takes care of the rest. No need to worry about whether or not we have the right understanding, the perfect understanding, or whether or not we're worthy, or whether or not we're good enough or strong enough, or if our faith is strong enough. God gives understanding. God gives faith. God gives strength in His Word, in His sacraments. God gave us His Son, all that we need to be saved. All we have to do is come and receive. God takes care of the rest. So there was a lot that the wise men didn't know about their journey. A lot of the details they just didn't know. There's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot of mystery in this story because we don't know how many wise men there were. We just know that they brought three gifts. We don't know for sure that there were three. There could have been more. We don't know exactly from which country they came. It just says from the east. At that time, that was one of the countries was Persia, but it could have been another one. Even their name, Magi, or wise men, is a bit of a mystery because it includes so many different professions, including teacher, doctor, priest, interpreter of dreams, like Daniel and Joseph in the Old Testament, interpreter of signs in the stars. So it seems likely that that's what they were. An interpreter of the signs of the stars, because God gave them that sign of the star. But we really don't know that for sure, do we? We don't know what the star looked like, how big or small, or what color it was. We don't know how close to Earth it was, or how fast it moved, or exactly how God revealed to them that the star would guide them to the Savior. We do know that Daniel lived in the east, so maybe the scriptures from Daniel were passed down from generation to generation. But we really don't know that for sure. The one thing that we need to know, God has revealed to us. The Savior of the world is born. It doesn't matter whether we are from the east or the west or the north or the south. He is the Savior of all. and whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So their greatest wisdom really was in knowing the Savior, believing in him, and wanting to know him more. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. They left everything behind in search of something greater, of something better. That's exactly what Jesus offers to you and me, something so much better, so much greater than what this world has to offer. He offers us freedom from sin, freedom from death, full, complete forgiveness for all our sin, eternal life to whoever believes in him. The world offers us many different kinds of pleasures and treasures, yet we soon find that they are burdens we cannot bear. With those worldly things, the love of them comes guilt and consequences that will eventually crush us. But Christ offers complete freedom from sin, so that we don't have to be dominated or controlled by any sin. If the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed. So the journey of the wise men is your journey and mine. There's so much that we don't know. There's so much in life that we just don't know. Every day is a mystery. Every day we find more surprises in store for us, not knowing exactly what God's plan is for us. Yet we can trust and put our faith in the fact that the Savior of the world is born. In Jesus, we have everything that we could possibly need. He guides us and leads us every step of the way, comforting us, assuring us, no matter what comes our way, we still have eternal life in Christ. And what could be more important than that? So we live by faith and not by sight. We can't really see God either, just like the wise men didn't see the glory of God. They didn't see Jesus glowing like many pictures portray. They had to rely on faith alone in Christ, God's Word alone. Our Savior promises he won't let us down. We won't be ashamed. We won't be confounded in believing in him. In fact, he promises to provide us even with more than we can ask or think. He speaks of bread without limit, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me will never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. He speaks of forgiveness that never runs dry, mercy that is never exhausted, grace that covers even the greatest of sinners. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Wise men still seek the Savior. He still reveals himself to us in his word, in his sacraments. Ye shall find me, and ye shall seek me and find me, he says, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.